This is Fresh Air. The music we're listening to now is a Fresh Air favorite. We play it a lot on the show between segments. It's from an album called Bob's Gallery by the Dutch big band The Willembroeker Collectief. The band's currently on an American tour. The Collectief's popularity here extends beyond jazz fans and critics who follow the European music scene. A little later on the show, we'll talk with Willembroeker. But first, an introduction to the group and some of its recent music from a big Broeker fan, our jazz critic Evan Whitehead.
As everybody always points out about the Willembroeker Collectief, you have to see this 10-piece Dutch band to appreciate how entertaining it can be. Its roots are in music hall comedy, or vaudeville if you prefer, which lasted longer on the other side of the Atlantic than it did over here. If you've ever seen the Benny Hill show, you know what I mean. Broeker's concerts are heavy on visual shtick. He might pretend he's suddenly forgotten how to play the saxophone, or banish some errant musician from the stage, or go down into the audience to polish somebody's shoes. Look up zany in the dictionary, they got his picture. The theatrical traditions close to the surface of Willembroeker's act run deep in his music as well. One key influence on his development was Kurt Weill's theater music, with its oompa rhythms, broadly expressive gestures, and echoes of early jazz. On the Collectief's most recent record, Parade, Broeker pays tribute to a couple of sources. The album includes his arrangement of Weill's 1936 Aggie's Sewing Machine song. On the album Parade, the Collectief is joined by the 8-piece Mondrian Strings. Their presence underscores the theater orchestra trappings in Broeker's music. The title suite on Parade was composed by Erik Satie for a 1917 ballet with a libretto by Jean Cocteau. Satie's mix of highbrow writing and lowbrow sound effects, and his abrupt transitions, anticipate some of Broeker's stuff. They also pointed the way for Carl Stalling's cartoon music. The album Parade seems almost scholarly compared to some other Broeker records, but he's always paid close attention to his sources. One reason his funny pieces are funny is that he really understands the stuff he parodies, whether it's hot jazz or the movie music of India. The saxophonists play that on electronic horns. Broeker learned to yodel to do a cowboy song on the new album, but he's not too concerned with sounding authentic.
Sip, sup, stick it together, 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 st
I began by saying you have to see the Willem Broker Collectief to know how funny they can be. But the humor would be hollow if the music didn't stand up as music. All kidding included, this is a terrific band.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York. This is Fresh Air.